Far East, far north Japan at the moment is quite desperate for children and their families. Up to 500,000 people have been displaced by the earthquake and tsunami. 100,000 of them are children. The weather conditions are really quite poor at the moment. I was in a number of tsunami-affected towns just a few days ago, and the weather conditions are dreadful. We had to trek through mud and sludge and rain and sleet in thick winter jackets and thick socks and big boots and gloves to get to children who had been affected by the tsunami. Now, when we met them, they were all living in these evacuation centres that used to be primary schools or hospitals, and they were huddled around kerosene stoves with blankets around them with their families. They didn't look too warm. They looked quite cold. You looked outside through the window, as you could see, it was snowing heavily. So the conditions for children at the moment are really quite desperate in tsunami-affected Japan. I met one boy in Onagawa whose home had been destroyed by the tsunami. His father had taken him by the hand and said, "Look, we've got to run to higher ground." So they went up to the Japanese temple on the hill and watched horrified as the tsunami waves washed over their house and over their town, destroying everything. In another place called Ishinomaki, we met another family who were sheltering in a primary school. Again, the conditions were quite dreadful. It was extremely cold there, bitterly cold. So children right now in tsunami-affected Japan are having a really terrible time, and we need to do everything that we can to assist as many children as possible in these parts of Japan. So I'd encourage everyone listening to this to help us to reach as many people as possible. What we're doing at the moment is running a network of child-friendly spaces. We've started to open these up in evacuation centres, and these are safe places where children can play with other children of a similar age. We know from our experience in disaster response that if we can get children into a normal environment, if we can get them playing with other children, then there's every chance that that child will not suffer from any psychological anxiety into the future. The child-friendly space also gives the parent a break from childminding. Of course, they're very stressed and anxious as well. It gives them an opportunity to take a breather, to take a break, and to register for disaster relief assistance, and to start to work out precisely what has happened to them and how they're going to rebuild their lives and livelihoods for their children and their families.